And they got two stick iron stick, half iron in there, a couple with iron on the side. You can lengthen it out, you can shorten it up, any kind of way you got. And you grease that with axle grease. You ever seen axle grease?
Yeah, big thick.
That's right, black. When you put it on that, what you call it, on the hub, when you go to turn, that thing gets just as black, and you can't hear your wagon at all. That's a good thing, though. Oh, yeah, you get your hand messed up, but you got to have a paddle for that. Yeah. But when you come to take that plug off, I think about, it's about that big. You screw it on, and then you screw it off. But you got to have a piece of sack or something to hold it and keep from messing your hand up, you see.
Get your hands all
black, all greasy and everything. Yes, that's right. I seen my brother was greasing the wagon. When he got through greasing, wiped his hand right on my daddy's pants. That man done some cussing. I said, "What the devil?" And that's the kind of wagon. And they had another wagon. They call that a bulletin. That wagon on four wheels. Got a big wheel in the back, you know, a little low wheel in front. And here, they said, this the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now here, to come across piece, right across here.
Yeah. What was that? That was the...
That's the whole, the wagon up.
Uh-huh.
You know, the body back there. When you put your mule, the mule straddle this. Two mules straddle this.
Yeah.
And you raise this up, you got something like, no, you ain't got no breast, you ain't that. You got something you call a pack saddle. Put that across that mule back, both mules. And then you take your chain, you hook it, throw it on this side, and you hook it to that tongue, you know, that cross piece there, both sides. Or then the two mules holding the weight. And you got two in front, or maybe three. And that's what you call a bull tongue. Now they got a three mule cart. I mean a two mule cart. That's bad. But one of them kick up with me one time.
Yeah.
You see, you load it, you got to know how to load that.
Yeah.
You load it in a way that it's swinging,
oh,
like that.
Yeah.
If you put too much in front, it'd be too heavy on them two mules. Mule out of fall and break their back. So I was hauling Ken and my brother, please, way down in St. Charles. Man tell me, you take that load of cane to the mill because the sling was tripped. They got a sling, a rod about like that, and they got a trigger. You pull that trigger, you lock it. And if you hit that trigger, you trip it. When you come to heist that cane, it was the sling coming up. No cane, all the cane stay in the bottom of the wagon. So you got to go to the mill and dump it. God dog it, I wasn't going into that mill. And instead of me stop, I was just driving to pass, and the top, you know, the top of that shed is about that high. Just like that. When I seen that, there come me, Ken, and nobody. Ken fell on the back, now fall on the side. That mill phone looked at me. Hey, boy, why the hell you come? I said, I come from the field. I ain't talking about no field. He said, why you come? I said, I'm Eugene, brother. See, don't look like it. Say, you like Gus's neck, bro. I said, I ain't coming back there. I'm sorry, I've never driven anything, me. That is a two-mule car.
Yeah.
And you know how much they hold on there sometimes? 2,000 pounds. 4,000 pounds, that's right, if you know how to load it. But you better know how to load it, though. But we didn't use them kind of thing. We used them little wagon, like I'm telling, four-wheel wagon. Them under ton, oh, sure, that thing's all right.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Now, the hub, the spokes went out of the hub, and they went into that wood, what, around the wood?
Well, you see, they got a hub, you know, I think that is, something like a buggy hub. And they got them spokes. You know, all around that hub, they close down that. But when you get up there about that far to the rim, there's something to put up them wheels.
Yeah.
You see, because I seen Mr. was putting them up on. You got your hub, you got your spoke, and you got your rim.